I'm Kamaya Truett Martin from the WUNC Youth Reporting Institute. We've got 7 youth reporters this year. When we first met Damon James, he told us his family was getting ready to move again. Turns out, they move every year or two. We asked him to find out why.
My mom is the best at moving. She knows exactly what she wants to do with everything.
Things that I have done in my own brain is if I have not used any of it by the time we leave, I do just go ahead and throw it away. Because if I have not used it in 2 years, that means I didn't miss it, and that means I didn't need it, so there's no point of bringing it if I'm not going to use it.
In the 10 years since we moved to Durham, we've lived in 5 different places. Before that, we were in Missouri for a year, in Georgia for like a year. We were homeless for a little while. Then my mom moved us up to Fayetteville to stay with my grandparents.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
Right now, my aunt and cousins and grandparents are all in town. We're celebrating a new baby and my grandpa's birthday. This will be the last time our family will get together at this townhouse.
Yes, she does.
Happy birthday.
How you doing?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. How's everybody going?
We are living in a 3-story townhouse at the moment, and we originally had a plan to stay there until my brother graduated from high school, but my mom said it's not working out.
I have a next door neighbor that I feel like has been doing some drug activity that I haven't felt safe. And there's been times whenever my boys have had to actually walk outside and they were smelling weed. We've had people looking inside the window. We had somebody to knock on my door asking for oh boy.
Every time we move, the rent goes up. My mom says our new place is a little more expensive than the last one. It's about $200 more per month.
I got a little anxious and I was like, okay, here we go again. This is not something that I had budgeted for. This is not something I planned. And I did not think it completely through. My main focus was making sure that the boys were safe.
Right now, my mom's focused on packing. She has down to a T.
Obviously, we do not need that at all anymore. Let's see. Here are cups. This is Spider-Man and Wolverine, and I don't know what the other two are. They might have thrown them away already. So those will go away because they're cracking and getting old. My son is going to be upset, but his cowboy cup will go away. And I think that Ravens cup, if I haven't thrown it away yet, it will go away.
You put the handle on it.
My mom has been preparing for this move for months. But my brother, Deshaun, he leaves everything until the last minute and keeps unnecessary things.
Usually I wake up in the morning and first thing I do is pack my game system right there.
Okay.
So I packed that up so I know I didn't forget anything because I always feel as though I'm leaving something for my game system.
My grandparents will be there to help when it's time to unpack. They're really into it. In fact, they'll be at the new house before we even get there.
My mom, she's always be the organizer, so she'll let me know what she feels like needs to be kept and what doesn't. And she'll let me know where she wants to put everything. I'll take down the flowers and box those up, and then she'll let me know if she wants to move them somewhere else. My dad will put up TVs and do all he can and make sure that he likes everything and everything is hooked up right, and we'll take it from there.
After we get set up, my grandfather says he's grilling by the pool at the complex. He's going to be cooking hot dogs and chicken and burgers. My aunt and her 2 children will be there. She'll probably bring some chips and stuff. It will be a nice welcome to the home where I hope we'll stay for a while. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Damon James.
There's more on that story, pictures, and other youth reports online at WUNC.org. During the first week of the Youth Reporting Institute, we asked each of the reporters to pick a song that says something about North Carolina. It was part of the Come Here NC series on WUNC's Songs We Love podcast. Here's Damon's pick.
My name is Damon James. I go to J.D. Clement Early College High School. And the song that I picked that reminds me of North Carolina is Be Careful by Cardi B.
Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing?
It's a slow song. It has like a quiet beat at the end, but you mainly hear her voice and her pain.
Whose feelings that you hurting and bruising? You gon' gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you losing? Be careful with me.
Be careful. It brings me back to like middle school when I had my first like romantic relationship per se, and it was more, and it was like it didn't like go well.
I was here before all of this. Guess you acting out now. You got an audience. Tell me where your mind is. Drop a pin. What's the coordinates?
There's a part of the song where she's singing about like whenever the person gets around their friends, they act different. But then whenever they get some attention from other people, it's like you don't remember who you have at home, but you need to remember who you have at home. So yeah, that's what I related to.
My heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me.